The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me. Whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him." Judas, not the Iscariot, said to him, "Master, what then happened that you will reveal yourself to us and not to the world?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, yet the word you hear is not mine, but that of the Father who sent me. I have told you this while I am with you. The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you everything and remind you of all that I told you." The Gospel of the Lord. Good, and so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. And once again, welcome back to our little rectory chapel. Okay, so we hear Jesus this morning say, "Whoever loves me will keep my word, and I will love him, and I will reveal myself to him." But here's the question for the day. Why on earth does Jesus say that we love him by obeying? Doesn't that sound like a pretty strange thing to say for one person who loves another? If you love me, you'll obey me, right? Why does Jesus say that we love him through obedience to his word? Well, I think a parent might understand the answer to that question a little bit better than a child would, right? Because a child doesn't always understand that when a parent asks them for obedience, right? Maybe it's a question of their health. Maybe it's a question of their safety. Maybe it's a question of their well-being. That what they're really doing is loving that child. They only want what's best for them. And it's something that we have to experience to understand. St. Jude is the one who speaks up in the gospel here this morning. Did you know that? It's our very own St. Jude who asks the same question of Jesus in the gospel. He says, "Lord, why do you reveal yourself to us and not to the world?" And Jesus answers, "Because you kept my word." It's something that you got to experience, though. St. Catherine of Siena has a meditation on this point. It goes kind of like this. She says that the Holy Spirit and the spirit of this world are diametrically opposed, right? You couldn't get further apart. God loves what the world hates, and God hates what the world loves. The spirit of worldliness and the spirit of God, they're complete opposites. And so what you find is that really worldly, this worldly souls, they look for the blessings of God in the things of this world, and they can't find them, because they're looking in a place that can't be found. So they look for peace in worldly things and possessions, and all they find is restlessness. And they look for happiness in worldly things and accomplishments and possessions, and all they find is bitterness. It's like, you ever seen somebody, maybe they have a shiny new car, and it's so shiny and so new that they're afraid to drive it, right? They're always worried. I think I told you about the friend of mine who got a brand new car, and the very first thing he did was he took out a key, and he cut a key mark in his own brand new car just so it wouldn't be perfect. Right? There's no rest in worldly things. And Catherine says, by contrast, those who are the friends of God only seek in this world what Jesus sought on the cross, and they're surprised at what they discover there, because they seek the last place and the lowest place, and much to their surprise, they discover that they're honored for doing that. Or they seek the narrow path and the difficult way and the keeping of the commandments, and much to their surprise, they discover peace and contentment that the world could never give. You've got to try it to understand. It's one of those things that cannot be taught. I remember once I was driving. I think I told you this story before. Once I was driving through Alberta in Canada, right where the prairies meet the mountains, right, the Rocky Mountains, and a mean storm was blowing in out of the west with towering black thunderheads, and a cold wind came screaming down the sides of the mountains and out across what must have been 10,000 acres of grain. And as the setting sun hit the prairies, you could see undulating in the wind fields of grain. It looked like pure gold stretching as far as the eye could see, and it was peace. It was mesmerizingly beautiful. Question for you here this morning. Why was it so beautiful? What made it so beautiful? You want to know what? It's that every last grain of wheat was perfectly obedient to a higher plan. Every last grain of wheat was perfectly obedient to God's will. How much more beautiful are you? How much more capable of expressing God's glory are you than a grain of wheat? How much more capable of knowing God's peace when we keep his word? Jesus said, "Not as the world gives peace, do I give peace." That's because the best that the world can offer you is an absence of conflict. That's not peace. Peace is all things rightly ordered. So let's you and I strive to hear our Lord's words and to keep it so that we might understand and know what it means that he makes his dwelling in us. Amen.